of specific people, of people living here now, and it is the story of Frenchman's Knob, and that's geographically the highest place here in Hart County. But there is a story of a Frenchman who was one of those French soldiers that was sent over by King Louis the 16th from France to help America win her freedom. And when they did, the soldiers who helped fight apparently were deeded land. And so this Frenchman was deeded about 200 acres right down, as I understand it right now, to be pretty close to the heart of downtown Munfordville. And had gone back to France, married his sweetheart, and came over, stopped in Lexington for supplies, and was traveling down with another man who was also deeded land, who he had met at one of the battles. And as they were traveling, they were ambushed by a rogue band of Native Americans, and both men were murdered. And so here is this French woman, alone, widowed, doesn't speak the language, in an entirely new country. Maybe she had been here several months, maybe. And a woman in the late 1700s. So, and her journey, and the story goes on to tell her journey and the roles that so many people played. And I was so fascinated, and not just me, but my whole family was so fascinated and taken by this story. We put themes of it into our gentry room, and then also into the pioneer room with the touches of French decorating, and we actually have the book in the room and the story up on the wall. And my project is to research the characters in this story, why they did what they did, because the story goes on to have ties to the founding of Munfordville, that apparently the Munford brothers needed to seek her out years later because she held the title deed to the land that they were selling to new families coming in to settle the area. And then there was stories that were going out that the Munfords were not on the up and up because it was someone else's land and they were selling it, and people, of course, were coming to homestead and had already started, and were they going to lose their homes? And what I understand right now is the Munfords were very honorable. It was just as much a shock, and probably more, to them that the land wasn't theirs, free and clear. And Richard Munford went on he was beside himself and was looking for how to find this. Did a French woman exist, and where would she be, and would she sell the land? And can you imagine the drama, you know, of what he was going through? And also, one of my favorite parts, of course, is all of a sudden, this lowly, foreign, now American, French woman, the status that she rose to almost immediately, and not, you know, with a title or with a, but just human esteem, because she held the land title. And of course, at that time in America, American women did not own property. They did not have land rights. However, French women did. And so that was all part of it too. If she exercised her French citizenship, you know, she could own it, and she would be, so it was just a very delicate situation, and the story goes on, and, like I said, I'm just in the beginning of my research, but I'm so drawn to it for many reasons. It's a fabulous story, period. And as a lover of the arts and a woman in the arts, I love that it seems to be a great story that happens to have a woman also as one of the central characters. And in my researching, I endeavor to retell it, Lord willing, in a movie script, and just give her her place. There were like I said, every character in it is just amazing, honestly. and I want them to shine, you know, all the men and all the things that they did and how they touched each other's lives and how they touched her life and how she touched theirs. And so my research right now is interestingly interviewing so many people here in Hart County because they know a piece of the puzzle or they know a piece of the story or they live in the area that something happened and I want to visit these places. And so that's where I'm beginning, not to mention researching the history, researching the battles, fleshing out the why. Why would these, I mean, I'm leaving out some of my favorite pieces on purpose, but why would some of the men or women in the story do the things that they did? What compelled them? What was their character? Because everything just turns out so well. And as every great story should, I think, but I'm biased as a storyteller, but it's just a fabulous, amazing story, and my connection to it started because I had such a kinship with this woman, and our stories are obviously very different. She came with a fabulous husband. I came with no husband and found the love of my life here and have married since. But when I first came, it was very different from how I grew up, but it was wonderful. And there's no way I have found yet to always describe it. I always feel like I'm fetching. But moving to Hart County, Kentucky, for me, honestly, was like moving home to a place I had never known, but always knew or known about. I don't know. It's somehow inside me, but so in any case, I grew up very focused on achievement and business and success in those areas. And when I moved here, I was a little lost. And it's probably very kind of myself to say little. I was lost and wasn't good at farming. And for the first time in my life, was so not good at so many things I put my hand to. Farming or cooking or just whatever the tasks were, and took me a while to get my feet underneath me. And so while I had no true trauma or no true tragedies like she did, that, you know, new environment, and we didn't know anyone when we moved to Hart County. It was just my mom was going and we didn't have to come, but wherever she was home. And so that's where my sisters and I decided that's where we would go, and I knew that was the right decision. And then everything kind of turned upside down on me, inside me, because everything here was truly wonderful. The people, I knew they really cared and they really loved me. I was just weird. So that struggle that I felt when I moved here bonds me to this French woman who had true tragedy and true loss and true turned upside down. And the story goes on to say that she, you know, found work, and she was a beautiful, apparently, handcrafts, and she could sew and probably cook. I mean, imagine a woman who grew up in the French countryside, and she sewed her own wedding dress. That's some of the things that were stolen and lost. And if you can just imagine what that even looked like. And so as I was finding the more huswifery, I just remember that from an English story we read in high school, but that cooking, sewing, needlework side of womanhood, as I've been growing more comfortable in that, admiring that part about her, and that's how she made a way for herself. That's how she found work. And she was beloved, she was respected, and she goes on to have a long, good life, and she stayed here in America. So she's a true pioneer. That's why our family based a room in decoratingness. That's not a word, but in decorating around her. And that story, but also for that heart that she had, and not just her, but the others. I don't know. I can't give the story away, but it's all here for anyone to read if they want. So, but that's my work, and that's what I'm researching. I am a lover of people, as my mom and family before me. And so that's my work right now, is to flesh out those characters and those people and how they were so connected to each other and made each other's life stories so amazing.